Let's take a trip down the rabbit hole, shall we?
All right, so have you ever heard that classic joke?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did the chicken cross the road to get to the other side?
Exactly right.
But you know what? Today, we're doing a deep dive into the reasons behind things.
I like it.
That aren't so obvious.
Okay.
So we have this article here called, Why Did the Chicken Cross the Road? And Why Do We Go to Coffee Shops to Work?
Okay.
And he uses that same kind of analogy, you know, to look into why so many of us decide to work in coffee shops.
I mean, I definitely do it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, have you ever found yourself?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Working in a coffee shop or at least seeing other people.
Oh, yeah. It's like the go-to spot.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, like, what is the real draw?
Right.
Is it just the caffeine or is there something else going on?
Yeah, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah.
Right.
So this article gets into like six behavioral reasons.
Okay.
And I think it's so fascinating.
Cool.
So the first one it talks about is something called social proof without engagement. And I know I've totally felt this. Yeah. Like you're in a busy cafe, everyone's working on their laptops and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like suddenly feel more focused.
Yeah. You get in the zone.
Yeah. Even though you're not really talking to anyone.
You're not really collaborating, but you're still, you get that energy.
Totally. Yeah.
It's interesting how just seeing other people working can be motivating.
Yeah, it's like this unspoken shared purpose or something.
Yeah, like a productive peer pressure almost.
Totally. Like, have you ever noticed that? Like, even in a library?
Oh, yeah.
You feel more focused when you're surrounded by other people studying.
Absolutely. It's like everyone's on the same mission, you know?
Yeah.
To get work done.
Right.
And it's almost like our brains are wired to pick up on that and respond accordingly.
That's so cool.
It's like this unspoken agreement. We're all in this together.
It is. It's like we're all in this together, even though we're not actually together.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh. Even though we're in our own little worlds.
It's like this weird collective energy.
It is. It's fascinating. And I think it speaks to our social nature as humans.
Yeah, totally. So it's not just about like feeling like you're part of a group.
Right.
It's like an actual neurological response.
Absolutely. Our brains are constantly picking up on cues from our environment.
That's so cool.
And, you know, the presence of other people working, especially if they seem focused and productive, can trigger something called the mirror neuron system.
What's that?
So basically, these mirror neurons fire both when we perform an action ourselves.
Okay.
And when we observe someone else performing that same action.
Whoa.
So in this case, when we see others working diligently, it can actually activate the same brain regions.
Interesting.
That are involved in our own focus and motivation.
That's wild. So it's like our brains are actually mimicking their behavior.
Exactly. It's like a subconscious nudge from our environment reminding us, hey, everyone else is working.
Wow.
Maybe I should too.
It's like subliminal messaging.
In a way, yeah. It's our environment influencing our behavior without us even realizing it.
That is so cool. I never even thought about it like that.
It's amazing how much our surroundings can shape our mindset and productivity.
And I guess that explains why sometimes just being around other people working can help you get more done than if you were like alone at home.
Absolutely. You know, you have all those distractions at home.
Right.
The TV, the fridge.
Yeah, the comfy couch.
Yeah, exactly. But in a coffee shop, it's like everyone's there with a purpose.
Right.
And that can be really contagious.
Yeah, totally. All right. So moving on to the second reason.
Okay.
The article calls it environmental reframing.
Okay. Interesting.
And this is all about how our brains link certain places with certain mindsets.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
So like home, you know, that's usually for relaxation.
Right. Relaxing, recharging.
Exactly. And then the office, that's for like routine and structure.
Yeah. Getting things done following procedures.
Right. But coffee shops, they kind of break out of that mold.
Yeah. They're kind of in between.
Yeah. Like they're neither home nor office.
Right. It's like a third space.
Yeah, exactly.
On a mental reset button.
Totally. So I can see how that change of scenery.
Yeah.
Can be super helpful, especially if you're like feeling stuck in a rut or something.
Yeah, definitely. It's like you're stepping outside of those familiar environments.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help you break free from those default thinking patterns.
Right.
And approach problems from a fresh perspective.
That makes sense. It's like taking your brain on a little field trip.
Exactly. A little mental vacation.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to the third point, and this one might surprise some people.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
It's called productive background noise.
Productive background noise.
Yeah. So are you telling me that like the sound of the coffee grinder
mm-hmm.
and people chatting
yeah.
can actually be good for focusing?
You might think silence is ideal for concentration.
Right.
But research actually suggests that a moderate level of ambient noise,
okay,
like what you find in a coffee shop, can improve focus and cognitive performance.
Really? So it's not about like eliminating all noise.
Right.
But rather having the right kind of noise.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot.
Interesting.
Where the noise is stimulating enough to keep you alert.
Okay.
But not so distracting that you can't focus.
I see.
So it's about finding that balance.
So are there like actual studies that have looked into this?
Oh, yeah. There have been quite a few.
Wow.
One study from the University of Chicago found that a moderate level of ambient noise around like 70 decibels
okay.
can enhance creative problem solving.
Wow. That's wild.
It's thought that this type of noise helps to stimulate the brain just enough to keep us alert and engaged.
Okay.
But not so much that it becomes overwhelming.
Yeah. I've definitely noticed that complete silence can be kind of unnerving sometimes.
Yeah, it can be a little too quiet.
Yeah, like a little bit of background noise can actually be kind of soothing.
Right. It can help to block out those intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, and help me concentrate better.
Exactly. It's like it gives your brain something to latch onto without being too distracting.
Okay, so let's move on to point number 4. Many rituals for purposeful structure.
Okay.
And I have to say, I'm a sucker for a good coffee shop ritual.
Oh, yeah, me too. The whole experience is part of the appeal.
Right.
Like choosing your drink, finding that perfect spot to settle in.
Yeah.
It's all part of the ritual.
It's like setting the stage for productivity.
Exactly. It signals to your brain, okay, it's time to focus on work now.
Right. Even though you're not in a traditional work setting.
Right. It's about creating that mental shift.
I've noticed that I'm way more likely to get into like a flow state.
Yeah.
If I have like a little routine leading up to my work session.
Totally. Those rituals can be really powerful.
So it's like you're priming your brain for productivity.
Exactly. It's about creating those positive associations with work.
All right. So the fifth reason that the article talks about is escaping the default narratives of home and office.
Okay. Escaping the default narratives.
Yeah. What do they mean by default narratives?
Yeah. What do they mean by default narratives? Well, I think it goes back to what we were saying earlier about how our brains tend to associate certain places with certain expectations.
Right. Like home is for chilling out.
Exactly. Home is for relaxation, comfort, family time.
And the office is for like, you know, deadlines and meetings.
Right. The office is for structure, routine, productivity.
But coffee shops, they offer something different.
Yeah, they're kind of a neutral ground,
right,
free from those pre-existing expectations.
So it's like a blank slate.
In a way, yeah. And because of that, work can take on a different meaning in this environment.
Okay.
It can feel less like an obligation.
I see.
And more like a choice.
I like that, reclaiming a sense of ownership over your work.
Right.
But choosing your own environment.
Exactly. It's empowering.
Okay, let's move on to the final point, embracing ambiguity and unpredictability.
Okay, that sounds intriguing.
What's so appealing about like the unpredictable nature of a coffee shop?
Well, think about it. A coffee shop is a blend of so many things.
Yeah.
It's a social hub, a workspace, a place to grab a quick bite.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even a venue for live music.
True.
It's this very mix of purposes that makes it so appealing to some people.
Okay.
Especially those who thrive on flexibility and variety.
So it's not just about escaping like the rigid structure of the office.
Yeah.
It's also about embracing a certain level of unpredictability.
Exactly. It's about being open to new experiences and encounters.
That makes sense. I know I tend to feel stifled in environments that are too predictable and routine.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
I like having a little bit of spontaneity in my day.
It keeps things interesting.
Yeah, totally. But before we go too deep into analyzing our own work styles,
okay,
let's take a minute to recap what we've learned so far.
Yeah, good idea.
We've covered like the power of social proof without engagement,
mm-hmm,
the benefits of environmental reframing,
right,
and like the surprising effectiveness of productive background noise.
Yeah, who knew?
And we've also talked about the importance of mini rituals, escaping default narratives, and embracing ambiguity.
It's amazing how many factors contribute to making coffee shops such appealing workspaces.
Yeah, it really is like this perfect storm of like environmental and psychological factors.
It is. It's like they've cracked the code to productivity.
Totally. And in the next part of our deep dive,
yeah,
we're going to go beyond just understanding these factors,
okay,
and explore how they can actually be applied in other work environments.
Cool. Excited to hear more.
Yeah, to enhance productivity and engagement.
Sounds fascinating.
So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment to continue our exploration of why we work in coffee shops.
Can't wait. So welcome back.
back to the deep dive.
Into those intriguing reasons.
Yeah.
Why people decide to work in those coffee shops.
I know we've already found out some really fascinating stuff.
We have.
Like that whole neurological thing.
Oh, yeah.
With the social proof.
Yeah, the mirror neurons.
And the boost you can get
right.
from changing your environment.
That environmental reframing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And who knew that all that noise could actually help you focus?
That productive background noise? It's counterintuitive.
It really is.
Yeah.
But what I find really interesting
yeah.
is how we can use all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the coffee shop.
Beyond the cafe.
Yeah. The article talks about how companies are using these ideas mm-hmm. to create more engaging,
okay.
productive work experiences.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
So there was this one example
okay.
that really stood out to me.
Okay. What is it?
It was about giving employees coffee vouchers.
Okay.
To do their training in a cafe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right. Instead of making them sit
yeah.
in some boring conference room.
Yeah. Or online.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're giving them the freedom.
Yeah.
To choose a spot that might help them learn better.
Right. It takes away that kind of like
yeah.
formal, stuffy feeling of training.
Totally. And it makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah. Like you actually want to do it.
Right.
You're looking forward to it.
And it makes me think about those mini rituals.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Like even something as simple as choosing your drink
mm-hmm.
and finding your spot.
Mm-hmm.
can help you feel more focused.
Right. It sets the tone.
It does.
For the work session.
It's like telling your brain.
Okay.
Okay. It's time to get down to business.
It's time to focus.
And the article also mentions creating spaces within an office.
Okay.
That are kind of like a coffee shop.
Yeah, like a coffee shop vibe.
Yeah. So it's not just about like comfy chairs and free coffee.
Right.
Although that would be nice.
Always a plus.
It's about designing those spaces to incorporate those elements.
Right.
of environmental reframing.
Yeah, like make it feel different from the typical office environment.
Yeah, and that productive background noise.
Right, like maybe some ambient music.
Yeah, or a communal workspace
mm-hmm.
where you can feel that energy of other people working.
Exactly, create that sense of community and shared purpose.
And I think it all comes back to realizing that we're not just robots. You know, we have all these psychological and social needs.
Absolutely.
That affect how we work.
We're complex beings.
And how we learn.
Yeah. And our workspaces should reflect that.
Yeah. It's about understanding the why
mm-hmm.
behind our behavior, not just the what.
Right. The motivations behind our actions.
And then using that knowledge
yeah.
to create solutions that actually work for people.
Human-centered design.
Yeah. And that brings us back to that chicken crossing the road.
Oh, yes. The chicken.
So what can we learn from our feathered friend?
Well, the article uses this analogy
okay.
to point out how we tend to go for the simplest explanation.
Okay.
Just like assuming the chicken just wanted to get to the other side.
Right.
But if we take a closer look,
mm-hmm.
we might discover much more interesting reasons.
So maybe the chicken was running away from something.
Yeah, maybe it was escaping a predator.
Or looking for food.
Or exploring its surroundings.
The point is, there's always more to the story.
Exactly.
Than we might think at first.
There's always a deeper why.
And I think that's a really important lesson.
I agree.
Especially in a world that's becoming more and more complex.
Absolutely. We need to question our assumptions.
Yeah, and be open to different perspectives.
Risk.
And realize that there might be multiple whys
exactly.
behind any given behavior.
Multiple motivations.
It's about being curious.
Yeah, and challenging the lazy why, as the article calls it.
Yeah, and that applies to so many things.
It does.
Not just work.
Right. Relationships, decision making.
Yeah, even just understanding ourselves.
Our own personal motivations.
So how do we start to figure out
yeah.
those hidden influences?
It's a good question.
Like, how do we become more aware of our own chickens crossing the road moments?
I think it starts with self-awareness.
Okay.
Paying attention to your own patterns.
Okay.
Preferences.
So like, what environments do you do your best work in?
Exactly. What motivates you?
Yeah. What makes you procrastinate?
Right. It's like becoming a detective of your own behavior. Looking for clues.
Yeah. Patterns.
To understand those underlying motivations.
Exactly. And once you start to understand those patterns,
mm-hmm.
you can experiment with different strategies.
Yeah.
Different environments.
So like maybe you're more productive in the morning.
Right. Or maybe you need some background noise to focus.
Or maybe you work best when you're around other people.
Yeah. Even if you're not directly interacting with them.
The point is to find what works for you.
Exactly.
And to be open to trying new things.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
And I think this is a good point.
Yeah.
To take a little break.
Okay.
We've talked about a lot of things.
We have.
Like why people work in coffee shops.
Yeah, all those different factors.
And how we can use those ideas in other places.
Right. Taking those insights beyond the cafe.
And in the last part of our deep dive.
Okay.
We'll bring it all together.
Yeah.
And give you some things to think about.
I like it.
As you navigate your own.
Yeah.
Chickens crossing the road moment.
Those everyday myths. So stay with us. We'll be right back to finish up our exploration.
Looking forward to it.
Of that fascinating world.
Yeah.
Of coffee shop productivity. So we're back. And I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling like I've learned a lot.
Me too.
About why people like working in coffee shops.
It is interesting.
It's not just about the coffee.
No.
It's like a whole combination of things.
It really is.
Like those subtle cues.
Yeah.
That affect our behavior.
It's like we've uncovered all these hidden influences.
Right. And they're affecting our productivity.
Yeah. And we don't even realize it.
Like we're all chickens crossing the road.
I love that analogy.
And those reasons for crossing
right.
are way more complicated than just getting to the other side.
It's about digging deeper.
Yeah. And understanding the why.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Okay.
I'm curious to hear your take.
Yeah.
On how we can actually use this information.
Yeah. That's the important part.
In our own lives.
Right. Like, how do we apply this?
Exactly. What are some key takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest one
yeah.
is to remember that we're not always rational.
Okay.
We're influenced by our emotions,
mm-hmm.
our biases,
okay.
social cues, all sorts of things.
So it's not about trying to be perfectly rational.
No, I don't.
It's more about understanding
right.
those irrational parts of ourselves.
And using them to our advantage.
So we can make better choices.
Exactly.
So like maybe we can create our own workspaces
yeah.
that
yeah.
have some of those elements
mm-hmm.
that we like about coffee shops.
Like that ambient noise.
Right. Or that sense of community.
Or maybe incorporating those mini rituals.
Oh, yeah.
That help you get in the zone.
Like having a specific drink.
Right. Or finding that perfect spot.
The key is to figure out what works for you.
Exactly. Experiment a little.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what helps you focus.
I'm feeling really inspired to rethink my own workspace.
Me too.
And to be more mindful
yeah.
of those little things.
Subtle influences.
That can make a big difference.
They really can.
This has been such a great conversation.
It has.
I feel like I have a whole new perspective.
I'm glad.
On why I love working in coffee shops.
Me too.
And also how I can be more productive
right.
in other areas of my life.
It's all about creating the right environment.
Yeah. And to our listeners.
Yes.
We hope you've enjoyed this yeah. deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Into the world of coffee shop productivity.
Absolutely.
And until next time.
Yes.
Keep questioning those assumptions.
Right.
Explore those different perspectives.
Keep learning.
And keep diving deep.
Yeah.
Into the fascinating world around you.
That's our show, folks. Good day. Good luck.